Blog Talk Radio.
Do a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Sign still delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start 'em cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we're close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. It's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. You understand the union of woman and man. And sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything friends will say as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. It's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop. And I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.
Well, it's another absolutely beautiful sun-filled morning here where I am, and it is absolutely invigorating. It is an elevating experience to be in the sun. I'm going to start off by acknowledging the Creator, the Supreme Being, the Most High, the one true living God, and His name is Amun, Amun is revealing himself today. In the name and the power of Amun, we trust. We, the true solar beings, we breathe. We live, we move forward on into the future. We have our being, and we are free. I would like to say peace, peace to the gods and the goddesses. My name is Sinetra Menkwarez, and I'm going to be hosting the Amun Arise broadcast this morning. I like how it is that the Amun Arise broadcast for the time being, you know, is, you know, brief right now. It's 30 minutes at this time, eventually moving on into the future. We may choose, if it is allowed by Amun, you know, to have longer broadcasts. But at this particular time, you know, this is sufficient. This is something that I can do continuously. I can keep up with the pace of 30 minutes Monday through Friday and possibly on some Sundays, you know, as some consider it to be the first day of the week. So I just wanted to give a little, you know, brief synopsis as it relates to where it is that Amun Arise is right now. And that's, of course, Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. And if you're in other places, then you're going to have to adjust your time according to, you know, the Pacific Standard Time. That's where I am. I'm on the West Coast. Today's topic is going to be vibing off of yesterday's Know Thyself. I chose to continue with the Know Thyself topic because Know Thyself is not something that you can just do in a concise period of time. Knowing thyself is a building process. It is also a destroying process. Knowing that it really requires that you do both things. You have to build and you have to grow into knowing who you are as a God being, and you have to be willing to get rid of. You have to be willing to destroy old ways of thinking that have kept you in the darkness, that have made you be a slave, whether you are aware of that or not. And most people, because they are so caught up in the belief factor, they won't, you know, they won't deal with that. So belief and knowing, you know, simply are not the same thing. You know, God family, you know, you solar beings out there, it is very important that you know and you recognize that. Because when you look at the words, you know, the words themselves, outside of going to, you know, some of these, you know, lying dictionaries, you know, where they're going to either be mixing the truth with falsehood and or they will also, you know, color the wording. They're going to make the wording appear to be, you know, what it is that will work in, you know, another group's favor as opposed to the, it being the actual truth. You know, that's done with words a lot. So when you look at the word belief, of course, you know, it's obvious to see. You look at it, you write it down, you know, the first two words in the syllables and the breakdown is B, you know, and then the second part, you know, is leaf. Drop that F off of there or keep it. You know, you got the lie. So it's really telling you, you know, to be a lie. Be a lie, live a lie, those lies that are being given to you. I'm going to just tell it like it is because I can, That is a part of what you call God being, you know, God building, God thinking, God intelligence. You don't just accept everything that is given to you at face value. You take what is presented to you, you look at it, you take the good, throw away the bad, or whatever the case may be. But you really want to put forth more energy as it relates to using your mind, listening to your soul, and, you know, using your body as well. You know, use your senses. You know, does it have that ring of truth to it? That's a question right there. You know, that's a good question when somebody is bringing something to you. Ask yourself, does this ring of the truth? And if it does not, why is it that it doesn't ring, have that ring of truth? Now, when you look at the word knowing, the first part of that syllable is to know. Now, it's interesting that now is in, you know, the first syllable of know. When I look at that word, knowing, you also have, you know, the first word, that children, most children, when they come here to this planet, words are generally, some people like to say it's going to be mama, papa, but no, their first word is straight up no, 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 no. There's a reason for that. Children love that as their first word. That was my grandson's first word. His first word was no. I didn't have a problem with that. I like that, as a matter of fact. That's right. Accept the fact that you have a choice. And just because I say, you know, as his dear, you know, G-Ma, his grandmama, his grammy, man-child. And this is another thing. When you are someone who is given with the responsibility of raising and rearing up children off with the language that they are going to have to excel and what they're going to have to communicate in, you know, that old baby language, the goo-goo, gaga, sweetie poo-poo, na-na, that retards thinking because those words mean nothing. So children come here knowing. You don't accept everything that comes to you. You want to know what it is that you are, you know, what suggestion is being placed, you know, upon your mind, or, you know, what is being required of you. And, you know, it's really, really interesting that in the word know, when I started this, beliefs and knowing, because I like to give like a little bit of a, you know, introduction as it relates to what we'll be talking about today. I did choose the word knowing and not know. And it's interesting. One moment, please. It is also interesting that in that I-N-G, you also have the word that is very, very relative as it relates to who you are in your state of being. There have been a lot of phrases that have surrounded the word be. There's one that comes to mind, you know, as I have shared in my, you know, as it relates to, you know, my experiences, you know, this go around in life, as a solar being myself, I came through the indoctrination of the school of Islam. And in practicing Islam, it is a part of the tenets of Islam that you read. You have to be a reader of the book, the Holy Quran. And there is one ayat, they call their ayats, their scriptures, ayats, and it is called Kun Fakun in Arabic terminology. Translated, that means be, and it is. I do recall, you know, they also have, you know, in the, you know, the old English, you know, the old Shakespearean, you know, he would always, you know, most people speak of the common term that he related, which is, you know, to be or not to be, that is the question. We've heard that, you know, those of us who have submitted ourselves, you know, to some form of education, you know, we've heard that term put that way, to be or not to be. But when you add the lie to it, that's where it gets tainted. That's where it gets convoluted. That's where it takes you into a state, of belief that most people commonly, because they have made that word belief, they have attached so much power to that word belief. They have to, quote unquote, believe in something. And like Messy Jesse says, you know, they have to have hope. They have to keep that hope alive. And these are the things that have been, you know, they have been given to the people for no other reason but to keep them a slave, keep them in the darkness as it relates to the fact that they are being made into a slave to religion. Yeah, yeah. Because as it relates to religion, even if it is a disbelief in the God, which is just as bad as a belief, a God that does not exist, that is a spook or a spirit, that's just as bad, you know? So, but that is the popular opinion, that you must, you know, believe in one of the three, you know, major religions. Here we have it at this particular time, you know, to be Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and, you know, the word on the grapevine is that atheism is up and coming, and it's moving fast, disbelief, you know. A lot of other things that we have not tapped into the mind as it relates to, why is it that we are so caught up in this belief? Belief has a strong connection to the feelings and the emotions of man. You know, most people are going to do things and they like to stay in a particular place because it makes them feel good. You know, you get that feel good, you get that charge, and you don't even have to, you know, you don't have to think about it, you know. Some things that we do, they don't require any thought, you know. Most people, you know, they have sex because it feels good. You don't have to have a whole lot of intensity, you know, as it relates to thought, you know, to do particular acts. We do things, you know, for our children because we love them. It feels good. You know, our emotions are, you know, a part of what makes us, you know, a particular kind of character. You know, it makes us a particular, you know, softness or hardness as it relates to men and women. Men and women are not the same. Men and women are men and women. We play different roles. Men are builders. Women are nurturers, and vice versa. You know, the roles can exchange, but it is those women who have been, you know, made a certain way to have the patience, the nurturing, you know, to deal with those beings, those male children or men children or man children, take the male out of there altogether, and women children, and guide them and grow them up and nurture them we need certain what we call managed emotion, or, you know, mastery over our emotion. We must have that. That is very, very important. So now, as it goes back to the belief and the knowing are really very important aspects of where it is that the men and women, you know, who are in our society today, just think about it. You know, think about the fact that when you are in any conversation, and if you are engaged in, you know, exchanging time and energy and space with someone, are you being allowed to use your mind to build yourself up and to destroy those things, those negative thought patterns that have held you back in the past? Because that is what a God does. A God is in the continuous state of building themselves up and destroying those things that are not of the truth. You know the old saying, you know, as it pertains to belief, you can look at it at this, at, you know, this way also, you know, as it pertains to the lie that it has been inserted in the word belief. We heard that saying before, you know, you're a lie and the truth is not in you. And that's the way we can look at belief. Now, as it pertains to knowing, there is so much that is of an infinite expression of who we are, who we came to be, and who we are awakening to as our God self. We are the direct descendants, the bloodline of the God creator beings that seeded and created everything that's here on this planet, as far as the eye can see, from the water to the mountains and the rivers and the hills and the skies, and all the way out there past the sunlight into the outer realms of the triple darkness. Our minds have that ability to be able to tap into when we open our minds. And I want to say thank you. Thank you to the brother, you know, because in choosing that symbol of the open door, you know, the brother pointed out something, and I like that God, Brother Jay Hood, thank you, God, Brother, he pointed, that's how we have to be today. But we don't want to have a open door policy to any kind of BS that can walk through the door, nor do we want to have an open mind policy to any other BS that can be, you know, setting up shop in our minds that can go in there and shadow anything as it relates to the truth of who we are, where we are going, and how we, as responsible men and women, solar God beings who are working out in our ability to be. It's not about to be or not to be. We're going to be. We must be. And regardless of those who think that we don't have a right to be in the future, well, let them keep thinking on that, you know, if that's where they want to apply their time and their energy. Some are not going to get past their belief, and some will be, you know, victims to those things that have been set up, you know, to hold them back, you know, and just, you know, take them on up out of here because they choose to believe. It is what it is. So with that, God family, we'll be going into know thyself based upon however it is that the supreme being, you know, the creator, the one who has given us the light, the pure light and the insight, you know, the power to know who we are as Amen God beings also, because that's who you and I are. When we come to know and accept the one true living God, Amen, you accepting that God, power, life, energy, that mind in yourself. That's who we are. It's just that simple. You know, people want to believe that there is a God outside of them. Well, when you get to the point where you decide to grow up and you have decided to use your mind, and you have decided to, you know, kick those lies to the curb, you know, and acknowledge the fact that those descendants who are, you know, the ancestors who were seated here by the Amungai family of beings, you know, they're waking up today. We have lived many, many lives, you know, to come up to where we are today, and we are awakening in our knowledge of who we are, you know, as the descendants of the Amungai beings, you know, and for those of us who are awakening, we are very, very eternally, eternally thankful and appreciative, because now we know what to give to our children, our future generations, who are going to give it to their children, and they're going to help them and build them up continuously to get back where we were, you know, as those very, very powerful creators, you know, full of creativity and wisdom and insight and intuition and all these other, you know, superhero qualities, you know, that this, you know, that this beast is related on the TV that they know they stole from us, you know. The stolen legacy. Yeah, that's what they do. So, God family, thank you so much for, you know, coming to listen here, taking time out of your busy morning and your busy schedule. You know, Amina Ray's broadcast, even for this 30 minutes, it really gets me juiced and pumped up in the morning. You know, it starts off my God building, because that is what I intend on doing with my day. No matter what I'm doing, it's going to be about, you know, God building. So as I opened, as I started, you know, I'm going to continue, you know, as we open, so shall we remain. In the name and the power of Amen, we trust. We, the solar beings, we breathe, we live, we move forward on into the future. We have our beings. Yes, we take it back. We own our own beings. We own our own true selves, and we are free. I want to say thank you once again, gods and goddesses. Shout out to Goddess VIC over there. And be talking to the God family soon. Peace.
I never knew a la, 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 a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Sign, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we're close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Second, it's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. And sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having? You work at annually. Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Yeah, second, it's kind of fresh. You listen to more than hip hop, and I catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus, you shit pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection of light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Tick-a-da, 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 tick-a-da. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.